In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, today on the first Sunday in Lent, we read in the Holy Gospel of the Mass about the three temptations of Jesus. And we are, on one hand, thinking a little bit deeper, shocked about the insolence of the devil, approaching Jesus with the concerning three temptations. But could Jesus generally been tempted? As God, being in having the God's nature, of course not. God cannot be tempted. But Jesus was also a real human being. And with regard to his human nature, he had to learn obedience until the death, as we read in the New Testament. Obedience. He was tempted and he had to learn how to obey to the will of his heavenly Father. And that's why he has demerited something then by that. It was not just a senseless show, but it was real, his suffering and his pain. And the devil approached Jesus with three intentions, and Jesus, at the beginning of his public activity, preaching, teaching, and doing miracles, it was important, obviously, that Jesus' intentions are proved. Always, when we start something important, especially, we must find out in which direction we want to develop, what is our final goal, and what are our intentions. And so Jesus has accepted this process. And we can learn much from the three temptations for us, for our concrete situation today too. And we read in the Holy Gospel of Matthew that devil has used the weakness of Jesus' body after the long fasting. And so the devil is always approaching us, trying to play out our weakness, where we are weaker and not so concentrated on. So be aware always, the devil is very clever, and do never think we are stronger than he is. And so he came to Jesus and he said, yeah, I am a good helper. I want to help you. I'm a humanist, the biggest humanist you know, and I want to help you. If thou art the Son of God, bid these stones turn into leaves of bread. I want to help you. I'm interested in your best. You are suffering. You are hungry. And I help you. And by these, here are described all those people who try to play humanists, but having no relationship to God, who are not interested to give God the glory. For them, God is not existing, but they are only misusing the humanism, the so-called, for their own interests. And when we hear these words, we do feel also a shock when we remember or remind our concrete situation today. We have also lots of organizations and people. They come you see recently again with their private jets to a very expensive place in the expensive Switzerland. And they discuss as extremely wealthy and men and established with power in the politics, and they say, they reflect how they can help the poor humanity. There was a horrible virus, but they did only want to save our lives. You know which by. And now we have the problem that in all countries practically, where the concerning number of so-called COVID vaccinations was high, that the number of the deaths, the statistics go up through the wall, and nobody is worried, and nobody allows to discuss about this question. Nobody asks for apologies. But they do only want to help, they say. And when we this hear and remember the first temptation of Jesus, be aware and do not trust naively to those people who want to help humanity. But do they really want? But Jesus has rejected this attempt of the devil, and he said, no, it is written, man cannot live by bread only. There is life for him in all the words which proceed from the mouth of God. And devil has understood that Jesus was more clever than he, and then he played another play. And he approached to Jesus in the dress of a theologian. He has started to use the vocabulary of a Christian, of a person is very devoted to God and to his true religion. And so he played another role. And he said, no, if thou art the Son of God, cast thyself down to earth, for it is written, he has given charge to his angels concerning thee, and they will hold thee up with their hands, lest thou shouldest chance to trip on a stone. And again, we see he played here a very pious person, approaching Jesus and trying to convince him, to bring him to a decision to follow according to the logic of the devil. And Jesus has really known that when you give a small finger, he will get you totally, your arm and your body totally. Do never trust the logic of the devil. He is much more clever as we human beings are. And finally, Jesus knew that this person, this devil, was not at all interested in the true worshiping of God, was not at all interested in the truth of God and how to adore him. He has only used the religious vocabulary, the Christian vocabulary, in order to deceive people, to deceive Jesus here from the right path. And here we hear, when we reflect about this, meditate this second temptation, we remind all those groups and people, many of our religious leaders in the world today, in different also Christian denominations, what do they say us? In order to serve God, in order to be a good Christian and a good Catholic, you must wear masks. You must get your concerning pick. You must follow this decision of the World Health Organization, of the Economical Forum in Davos and so on. You must follow these leaders are not Christians and do not want to serve, but you must do this and you are not permitted to think independently. Is Mr. Bergoglio not such an example? He is devoted to all manpower, to all influential groups in this world, but he is never speaking about worshiping God, about the classical Christian values and interests. For him, the supernatural world does not exist in his words. He's never speaking about this. His only interest is, according to his words, of course, to find the happiness in this world. But he is using the Christian vocabulary, but this is typically the representer. That's my impression, the typical representer of a very dangerous power existing in this world. These leaders, these people will lead people to a wrong religion, to one world religion possibly, where God is finally not existing, but that power who has played first a big a humanist is now playing the role of a big theologian and pious soul, but finally their interest is not God's glory and God's truth. And when we see this, be aware. This is a good lecture for us today. You cannot serve the people without having serious interest to serve God. It is simply not important. Of course, helping people, the love, the charity, the true Christian charity is very important and essential for our belief and religious life, of course, doubtlessly, but separated from the sincere interest and desire for God, it is nothing. It is empty and it is not bringing the real, true, positive result. And Jesus has rejected this temptation, of course, but it's also written, he said, thou shalt not put the Lord thy God to the proof. And the devil had no chance. His cleverness has ended. And then he came and said straightly what was his real interest. Kneel down and adore me, and I give you all power and all treasures of this world. This is what the devil does always want. He did want that Jesus stays as Jesus and is accepted by the people as Son of God. But instead, fulfilling God's will, the will of his Heavenly Father, Jesus should always fulfill the will of the devil. That is so horrible that it is shocking. The insolence of the devil, and Jesus has rejected it. You shall serve only God, God alone. And then the angels came and have served Jesus. In our life, we do also ask, why are we have to tolerate temptations generally? Why must I experience this? This is so hard. A person is really searching God and having a desire and true hunger for God's truth and reality in this world, in his or her soul, they are really suffering under the fact of being tempted. And sometimes the temptations are so strong that we are going to lose the right path. And it's very short to the point where we agree to the temptation. And then we pray to God and say, do not lead us into the temptation, but deliver us from the evil. And we pray, but in some regards, allow me please to share with you this thought. Jesus has learned obedience, also according to his human nature. And we are also under the temptation, and possibly we should also learn obedience. And every act we reject evil, and every act we say yes to God in a very concrete situation is helping us to grow spiritually, is helping us to enrich our experience. We become more understanding for different circumstances in our life. We learn how to avoid especially strong temptations more. And then we do eventually, sometimes or often enough, it does not change much in our life. We are suffering and trying to reject the temptation. But possibly we have not come to a level of enrichment, of a enrichment, spiritual enrichment by the grace of God. And only when we come to this concerning level, possibly then God will start in us a process where we feel then and experience then a much bigger step forward. We don't know, but we can also see as Jesus suffering, tolerating only the fact of temptation was always an act of salvation, because he has deleted the power of the devil, because he made the right decision. And possibly our temptations will also help Jesus to save the world. For instance, when we experience temptations against the first commandment and we tolerate it and suffer and we say, I devote it as help for those people, oh dear Lord, they have bigger weakness than I. When we are tempted by anger, by arrogant thoughts, possibly we can devote it to those people who have not sufficient charity, not sufficient patience in their life. When we are tempted against the sixth commandment and we win this spiritual battle, then we have to tolerate something is very, very molesting us, then let us devote it and offer to Jesus for those people who have really much bigger weakness in that and who are committing correspondingly sins. And this will be a good consolation for us to persevere in our spiritual battle. And this spiritual battle has the goal, the interest, the intention that we learn more and more obedience towards God's will, and then we can grow. And unfortunately, the temptation is a part of our life, but on the other hand, only through the spiritual battle we will win the palm of the victory in this spiritual battle. And let us also pray to all saints and especially to Holy Virgin Mary, who has also suffered many times analogically, who has survived the her position under the cross of her son, Jesus Christ, and who is also the queen of the martyrs. And when we suffer it for Jesus, we are also in some regards a little bit martyrs, and may she help and protect us. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filio et Spiritus Sancti, descendet super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.